school is that I'm a pregnancy.
Juggle 50 things at once. Okay. Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Eastern Kentucky.
Good morning. How are you this morning? He's in my ear. Are you ready for a wild day?
Oh my.
I you should never let me turn the news on early. I got up this morning like at 4:30. It's a bad idea. So I get to start the news loop early. What?
Oh, it's brutal. That's what the kids do. Vape. It's unreal.
ready, Doc?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm in studio here with Dr. Rodney Hill from Associates of Women's Health in Mahoning Valley, and we are brought to you by Window World of Youngstown for replacement windows for your home improvements. You want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. And it's really funny because I have a television on here, and we have Spectrum News One, which is seems to be the new statewide news network that comes on Spectrum. You have Spectrum Cable. And so they're talking about vaping. And it's really funny they brought that up because I do want to talk about vaping today. I do want to talk about drug use today. I went just to the medical marijuana dispensary grand opening over the weekend, and I wanted to check with Dr. Hill and see if he stopped in earlier this week also. Got a list of the doctors and hoping I will be able to do a complete show on medical cannabis use. And I also want to do a history on the history of cannabis. You need to know where the name came from, marijuana. You need to know some things around it. Because we're very, very judgmental about it because of public opinion. But I have my own personal views on vaping, but I also say that THC and CBD that is being vaped should have a scent. But that's good morning, Doc Hill.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What is all the craziness about abortion? Oh, my God.
It's bad. No, we're not there yet. Just,
it's like wacky.
This morning they're all about the impeachment of President Trump. I told you, I got up at 5:30 this morning. I turned on the news. I got up. I started doing some baking this morning. And I have things to do before I get in. I got things to do all over. I left the house, got back, and was in. And I'm doing this crazy stuff in the morning. I'm listening to the news, and it's all about Trump. It's all about impeachment. And it's not about impeachment. It's about abortion. And I'm going, I'm so confused, and I don't know. Maybe things have changed. We don't teach abstinence. We don't teach how to be modest at all. We don't teach respect.
True.
We don't teach, you know, doing things in moderation. You know, we don't teach any of none of that's being taught. And we wonder why our kids are crazy. And so I want to talk about opioids today. I'm looking for Keith. What in the world is going on? And why are we getting sucked into it like never before?
Don't know. I guess it's easy to get a hold of.
What? Vaping?
Whatever you want to do, easy to get a hold
but
of.
But when do we say when? You remember they say tell me when?
Yeah.
And when used to mean tell me when to stop.
Right, exactly.
So when do we say when? Are we there yet?
We should be getting close.
I'm looking at
we should.
The 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
And what we are entertaining and talking about. Just do they understand that people are having everyday issues?
I think it's all a TV show. It's a big television production is what it is.
Let me tell you the craziest thing I heard yesterday. I'm listening to NPR. And
you mean with a soft voice?
Yeah, you know, NPR. I love NPR.
I love her voice.
No, I don't know about her voice. I'm not paying attention to her
voice.
I'm just doing NPR.
Slow.
No.
Steady.
No.
Calming.
No, I was not. She might have been calm, but I was not calm.
Okay.
And the more, I think it was doing All Things Considered or whatever it was.
Okay.
But whatever it is, they're talking about giving to doing philanthropic things for a museum and or for college campuses.
Okay.
And there is a museum who one of the artists will not go to because the person who they accepted money from, he doesn't like his politics.
That's his option.
Hear what I'm saying. We are now judging people and where we go to school and what we do and where we how we do it based upon who gave what to whom. So if Donald Trump gives $5 million to Youngstown State and they erect a building called the Trump Building,
right?
That means I'm not going to that school because I don't like Trump's politics.
Well, now, that's your option. Now, whether it's a wise option,
but that
that's
doesn't
another
make
thing.
Sense.
Well, a lot of things don't make sense.
Come on.
A lot of things don't make sense, but you're allowed to make unwise or
stupid
decisions.
That's not wise, unwise. I mean, hear me what I'm saying. They're bringing us into the marketplace.
Right.
They are clouding fiction with nonfiction, so everything seems really, really surreal.
Right. But you're allowed to make bad choices or.
But you're supposed to make poor decisions, bad choices should not be made on bad information. And the problem that we understand is we are not teaching people how to discern and or deal with information. People do not know how to critically think about anything that they see, hear, taste, smell. Everything now is just totally inside out. Do we not understand that?
I guess a lot of things are just emotional, based on emotions, not on anything concrete.
And do we know why that is?
I guess we're probably sort of being taught to be emotional.
So
don't think
so
about.
So we're now becoming feminized. We're becoming a feminized society.
Well, I mean,
you can't say that out loud. I can.
Okay, well, you say it.
And I'll say this. We all know women are very, very good leaders. Women are very, very good micro. We are good at management. We are good multitaskers. We are good at getting things done. But the one thing we are not good at is controlling our emotions.
Okay.
We are not good at that.
I'll acknowledge what you said. I'm not going to say I agree.
You don't have to agree. You don't have to acknowledge it.
It doesn't help me.
Don't give me a lot of. There are some women who have major control over emotions, but the majority of us, after a while, sometime during the month, we're going wonky. We're going to go insane. I promise that.
Okay. I'll agree with you.
The problem is we don't want to acknowledge our wonky and insaneness. So we need to know on those days we don't need to make good decisions. It's a bad idea. And when you have a society that's based on feminine pattern and based upon emotion, that is not what God intended, and then that is not what we're supposed to do.
Interesting statement. Very interesting statement.
The number here is 516-595-8258.
Interesting statement.
I'm just saying.
But people do things based on emotion, not on clear, rational thought. That's true.
That's not healthy.
Now, to say it's feminine, I don't know.
For every action, don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
Men, you guys got your issues too. But what I'm saying is, in today's society, how we are leading and governing right now is from a very, very emotional point, which is not good.
Not at all.
You do not make decisions based on war, based on policy, based on emotion. Bad idea.
You make dumb decisions. You do.
And why is it that no one wants to stand up and say, hey, time out, foul, no. You cannot make that decision on that day that way.
Because there are people in charge in high positions that have benefited from those emotional decisions.
But they've got to stop because you cannot succeed at a nation. Listen, America is insane. America is the one of the craziest places on the face of the earth. America is just messed up. It is. But it is the best place in the world to live. I really, really, really don't want to see America become something that I can't comprehend. And we are almost there.
Yeah, we are. I would even say this point, this abortion thing is just based on emotion. These laws make no sense, but they're based on emotion.
What are they doing? Don't get me wrong. If you have a heartbeat, but again, like you said last week, I got to give it to you.
Yeah.
Who's in the room with the heartbeat?
Yeah, who says it's there or not? You know?
And who is the heartbeat police? Now,
exactly.
Don't get me wrong.
And we said we want to get government out of our business.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to send somebody in there, and I'm going to say that there's a heartbeat. And I'm going to send them to you and see if you can hear the heartbeat. And when you say you don't hear the heartbeat, you perform the abortion, then I'm going to come after you because I heard the heartbeat first.
And I'll say, well, baby died between then and there. From A to B, baby died. Who's to say it didn't?
That, I mean, I
did he follow me?
I'm following you very, very well because I know. See, I have been to an OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
Three people in the room usually, unless you got the family, a few going on, then everybody shows up.
But there's a minimum of three people.
So you got the nurse, the doctor, and the patient.
Yeah.
And sometimes you bring the husband, boyfriend.
Exactly.
Maybe, and the rest of the family if you got special conditions. Well,
whatever you said you want to do, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Uh-huh. But normally there's three.
Yeah.
So usually the stethoscope, or the little heart thingy,
mm-hmm.
usually is on the doctor's ears.
Yeah.
The nurse is really standing there for protection because everybody's trying
chaperone,
to stay safe.
Chaperone.
She's just making sure because, you know, that's just too much business. And,
yeah.
And you never know what people say in the day, so you got to have a witness.
Exactly.
So she stands in there and makes you feel comfortable that
mm-hmm.
there's four people, there's a witness in the room.
Exactly.
And there's you.
Exactly.
Now, you hear all these.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows what that sounds like.
Uh-uh.
And that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. No, it is.
So, who's going to tell me? Who's going to tell me there's a heartbeat?
The doctor will.
How does he know?
He knows.
He don't know.
Yeah, he do.
How does he know?
He knows.
But the doctor is now gone. He doesn't know.
Well, he knows what he sees, and when he knows what he sees, that's been told. That's been the definition of that, that's a heartbeat.
So who's going to be the fourth person in the room to say he heard or did not hear the heartbeat? That's a good question.
That's
I'll be
question.
Right back. You're listening
yeah.
to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back. But
yeah.
I'm just don't get me wrong.
That
just makes sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The craziness. All of this is emotional. It's emotional.
But it's politics. It's political theater.
Yes.
It's political
yes.
theater at its best.
And it's getting people all in a quandary trying to defend it. It is. For real. And are we still talking? No.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue is this.
We're open. We're on.
HIPAA. You know
what you can't release anything to anybody.
So basically HIPAA is Vegas.
Who's HIPAA?
Vegas.
What happens in Vegas?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That is true.
That's HIPAA.
Because you can't. So who knows what? Well, when I come back, I have to ask you about can abortions be done in office? We need to clarify some things because you have to understand what when we think of abortion, we think everyone goes to a clinic.
No.
So I got to come back. I'm going to talk about that in detail because I don't think because those of us who don't participate in that. Industry.
Believe the TV nonsense.
We watch television and
uh-huh.
there's only. Right.
Uh huh. And believe the various MSNBCs, Fox nonsense.
Yeah, we watch TV.
MSNBC nonsense and Fox nonsense. Both are nonsensical.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do agree that we need to do some. I'm going to get on there now on the air. Oh. Hey, Josh, you around this afternoon? Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're on Facebook Live. We're here on WHKZ. We're brought to you by Window World in Youngstown. And my call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We are everywhere. So, Dr. Hill, when we go down, we stay up. So the only time we go down is on terrestrial radio.
Okay. Outer space?
But out of space.
Okay.
When we go to outer space, we're on
good.
Terrestrial. We've got to go
good.
Pay the bills.
It's
but
all
when,
good.
But we Facebook Live never stops. YouTube never stops. We are continuing on. We're marching on the line.
We're on YouTube, too?
We're on YouTube, too.
Okay. That's new.
We're everywhere.
Okay.
You can wave at people. You can say give shout-outs. Just remember, there's a camera there. There's me here, and there's people and whatever. And
okay.
So we're multitasking. We're still trying to grow. But I got to go back.
Give me my money.
I've got to go back to what we were saying during the break. And I wanted to mention on the air about abortion clinics. Do I have to go to a clinic today to have an abortion?
No, you do not.
So at what point is there a difference that I'm in a clinic and at a doctor's office? Is there a point of – is there a demarcation line?
Well, the demarcation line is if you go to a standalone clinic, everyone knows why you are there. You go to a doctor's office, no one knows why you're going.
That's correct. So my question is, when I come to you as an OB – you're my OBGYN.
Uh-huh.
Which is gynecology and obstetrics.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct, it is.
So gynecology is women's health.
Correct.
And obstetrics is baby's birth.
Correct. Dealing with the health during the process of prenatal care. Correct.
Okay. I just want to clarify, because a lot of times we give y'all ABCs, OBGs, but we don't know what all that means.
Correct.
So people who have abortion clinics,
uh-huh.
Who are they?
Who are they?
Are they doctors? Are they OBGYNs? Are they private industry? Who are the people that usually have a clinic?
Well, they are doctors who work in the clinics.
Okay.
And they're typically OBGYNs.
Okay. So now, are there surgical centers? Are they surgical centers at the clinic?
Well, you know what? It depends on where you are. In some states, abortion clinics must have the same credentialing as surgery centers.
Okay.
Depends on what state you're in.
What about Ohio?
I don't know.
So let me ask this. When I come to a doctor, if I come to you as my doctor, and, you know, I missed a couple cycles.
Correct.
And, you know, I've gone to Walgreens and got one of the kits. And it said maybe.
No, you just said yes or no.
Oh, okay.
There is no maybe.
It says maybe.
No, there is no maybe.
There is a maybe.
No, there's not.
There's no maybe?
No, yes or no.
Well, it says yes. Or it says no, and I wanted to. Oh, it says yes, and I wanted to say no. So I come to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I come to you because I want you to give me a doctor's medical opinion, and you affirm that I'm pregnant.
Correct.
Can I say on that day, can I abort this?
Sure, you can say that. Yeah.
Do doctors perform abortions inside their offices?
That's a procedure that can be done inside the office. Did I answer that nicely?
Yes. So abortions can be done inside a regular medical OBGYN office. You don't have to have
definitely. Happens every day.
Sure. So are there special tools?
Yes.
Now, let me ask this.
Uh-huh.
Is an abortion a DNC?
Is an abortion a DNC?
Is it the same?
It can be the same.
Are there various types of abortions?
They are, depending on how far along you are. But early on in pregnancy, essentially a DNC is the same thing as an abortion.
What is a DNC?
Where you dilate the cervix and you curette, remove the products inside of the uterus.
So whatever's there.
Correct.
So it could be a number of things that are there.
There's another term, layman's term, menstrual extraction.
Okay. And I'm just asking because these are things that when we come to you as a doctor, none of us ask you these questions.
Now, for the record, I do not do any of those procedures in the office. For the record, I do not do any of those procedures
office. So let me say this. So the questions that I'm asking of Dr. Hill are based on information that he knows, not based on information that he practices inside of his office.
No, but not.
But
now.
I need to ask him these questions because when we go to a doctor, when we watch television, you need to know what people are saying and you need to know what's going on in real life because there is a difference.
Now, I remember when I was a resident, there was a young lady, I was second year resident at the public hospital in the town where I was doing my residency, and she came in by ambulance because she had had an abortion at a doctor's office, at a private doctor's office, and she was like maybe 25 weeks.
Isn't that too far along?
That was illegal.
Okay.
But
let me ask
it was done in his office.
But let me ask this.
Under no anesthesia.
there are – my reason why I'm asking questions like this is because when we come see you, we don't ask you any of these questions. Most people have no idea. We have all these terms, and we don't know them until they actually come in front of us.
And I would even say I have a colleague in another state who actually does abortions in their office, and for the privacy aspect – you know, he charges $1,800, $2,000.
Excuse me?
It's about privacy.
So, wait a minute. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask this. What is the cost?
Well, the cost if you go to abortion clinic.
No. That's how much it's going to cost me.
Right.
What is the cost for a doctor to do an abortion?
Well, it depends on where it's done. If there's anesthesia involved, if it's done under local, it depends. I mean, the cost itself.
Because I don't know anything about it. So
let's say, you mean, from a business perspective,
yes.
My equipment and so forth may run me maybe $100.
So we're paying for going into an office. Well, no, hold on. I'm paying for privacy, but privacy comes automatically with HIPAA. So why in the world would I do $1,800 when I can do $25 and you still can't tell?
Well, but people will see you walking into that abortion clinic. So they know what you're there for.
And so just for the sake of saying I went to a private doctor.
They don't know why you're going. You may be going for a discharge. You may be going for pelvic pain.
You may be just going for your annual.
For your annual. No one knows.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask this.
Sure.
Why are we, because if you listen to the debate about abortion today, it's almost to the point now that there's no reason to have a conversation. Because I know they want this to go to the Supreme Court, and I know that's what the push is.
Right.
But during this time, will it ever stop?
No.
Because even if you don't call it abortion, what you're saying to me is, at the end of the day, all the energy is being put into this.
Uh-huh.
It's never going to stop anything.
Heck no.
Because people are always going to do, and you don't have to call it abortion anymore. You can call it, I got pain and I need to have an extraction.
Yeah, you call it whatever you want to call it. HIPAA.
And because, wow. So now it's just a moral conversation that's in the marketplace, but it's an easy. It's an easy target instead of talking about other things.
People get very emotional, and they fight their particular sides. You know, so sort of along the lines of you hear the nonsense about all the way up until 9 months you can terminate a pregnancy. That's foolishness. That is utter foolishness.
And anybody that does that is just not a doctor.
No, anyone that does that, that's called homicide, and you go to jail.
So why even have a conversation?
Because people don't think, they're emotional, and they want to fight for their cause, whether it makes sense or not.
So let me ask this, because this is where I am as a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
People do what people do.
Exactly.
And I know that we as America, we need to stop blanketing everything and saying it's okay. We need to cut that out, because some things are just stupid. But at the same time, there are everyday issues that need to be talked about in the marketplace that we're not discussing because we're still discussing impeachment and abortion.
Exactly.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are not as competitive as we need to be in the global spectrum of things. What's going on with China? What's going on with our trade deal? The trade agreements in America have been broken for years, and it has caused everyone to suffer, including all of our industries. Right now, people are no longer being represented by people. They pay for representation, but all they're doing is paying because nobody's representing them anywhere. You think you have representation, but you don't. Because when people go behind the door in the room, they leave all of you, all of us outside. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that is true. So true. All we know is what we do day to day. That's all.
Say that again.
All we know is what we do day to day. That's all we know. We see what they tell us. Is it true? Who knows?
Hey, Josh. How do you think it would do if we did a whole show on nothing but vaping? That both the legal and illegal vaping. Yeah, but see, you know, vaping, you know, in right now THC is marijuana, medical marijuana is coming to the marketplace. And so when they call a leaf is a vape.
Oh, trust me, you can vape marijuana.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it has no smell.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So how do you know what your son is doing in his room and he's got a pen that he just throws in here like this?
As a parent, you have to be smart. You do. You have to be smart. Oh, God, you do. You gotta try to step one. Gotta have to try to stay one step ahead of.
How do you do that? I mean, I'm looking at this. How do you stay one step ahead of your kids when I'm having a hard time staying one step ahead of them by dialing phone numbers?
Yeah, yes, sort of.
And see, they're talking about vaping, but they don't understand these kids are vaping weed.
Yeah,
they ain't vaping.
No, they are.
They're vaping.
Or they can.
Or they're saying they're vaping, but they're vaping. They're vaping weed. And like they're not doing that. They're lying to folks.
But now the question is this. Weed is now legal.
No, it's only medical marijuana that's legal.
Okay, if that's what you want to say.
But you got to have a list.
But who's to determine if it's medical or not?
Well, you got to go to the doctor.
But you understand. If you're going for pain, how do I know you're having pain? I don't know that. You say you are. I don't know.
You know.
No, I don't.
You know.
No, I do not. All I know is what you tell me.
Hold on, I'm coming back.
That's all I know.
No.
Doc, I'm having pain.
I gotta come back to work.
I'm having pain when I do this motion. Well, stop doing that motion. You won't have pain. No, no, no.
Hold on, Doc. Hold up. Hold on.
No, but that's real.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold that thought. Well, good morning and welcome back to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Want you to call in. You tell me on the street you're listening, but you won't dial the number. The number is 516-595-8258. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown for replacement windows, for upgrades on your home, for home improvement. You want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. They stand on their windows and they stand by them. And tell them that you heard it on Tracy and Friends. Got Doc Hill in the studio with me. I am, we're still watching this vaping on the news, and this loop that has going on. And Doc Hill, I'm trying to tell you,
uh-huh.
The kids are smoking weed.
True, but now weed is legal.
Weed's not legal.
Well, medical marijuana is.
That's not legalization. That's not recreational.
Okay, but
there's no buts.
Yeah, there is.
What?
Okay, so you go and you're having pain. How do we document pain?
Well, now you're becoming – no. That,
no.
No, now listen.
No.
You go to the doctor. You,
uh-huh.
I mean, it has to be chronic pain, I believe. You just
okay.
can't
–
it just can't be pain because pain is not on the list.
Wait a second. But chronic pain, how do we document chronic pain?
Pain is not on the list.
It's not what's on the list.
I don't think it's on the list.
What's on the list?
MS is on the list. Arthritis is not on the list. I mean, I have to get pull the list up.
Pull the list.
I'll pull the list up for next week.
I bet you there's some element of pain.
There is not a pain not on our list yet. Now, arthritis might be on there.
Isn't that pain?
No.
That's not?
That's not pain.
Yes, it is.
No, that's not pain.
People who have arthritis complain of pain.
I don't got to pull up the list, Doc.
That's
but
what
I,
they complain
no.
of.
No, did you go to the dispensary's open house?
I was working Saturday.
Oh, so you didn't go.
No, I didn't.
It is amazing.
I heard.
Wow. It's called the Leaf Relief.
Yeah, I heard.
And the Washington family, they really provided a professional, over-the-top, very, very – what is the word for when it's sterilized? Very, very – it looks like a medical facility.
Okay, cool.
It's a very you can tell it, it's not every dispensary I've ever gone into in Michigan and across the country.
I've never
they
been.
Look they I've been.
Okay.
They look like
for what purpose?
Hut house.
For
they
what
look,
purpose?
Research.
Sure.
They look like hut houses. Or they you know, or they look or they're
how
up there somewhere.
How many did you go to?
Well, they don't let you in. They don't let you behind. If you don't have a medical card in most in
okay.
states that are municipal, they don't let you in
okay.
but besides a certain point.
Okay.
But this one here, they have an intake.
Okay.
They have an education area.
Okay.
They have a consulting area.
So now my question is this still. What doctors will be prescribing and how do they prescribe and what do they prescribe?
They have dosages.
Who has dosages?
I don't know. They gave me a list. I didn't read it out yet. But they have dosages so that you can the state. Because remember.
The state has dosages.
Yeah, they have dosages so you can get X amount per month. So I was.
So what if that's not treating your?
I can't help that. I don't know. And remember, CBD is now inside of this. Right now, they're upset because you can't get CBD from the health food store, but you can bring it in online. And CBD is non-psychotropic, where THC is.
Right.
Some people say CBD is the actual active element that actually makes the cannabis work.
Okay.
Some people say you have to have a little bit of THC for it.
Right.
Oh, and I do know that a lot of your mental health issues are under there, like depression.
Depression.
Anxiety. I think they are.
So how do you document depression and anxiety?
The brain died. The mental people were supposed to come today.
I know
he's missing in action.
I know what it is, but you understand, like anything else. Once you learn the symptoms, you just go in and say, hey, doc, I'm feeling X, Y, and Z.
No, you don't.
Sure you do. Come on. That's just like opioids. Do you know what people do to get opioids? They go to the emergency room and they know what complaints this list, and they get opioids.
And don't they know that now?
Okay, but they
– Okay, 20, Ohio has 21 –
Okay.
21.
Okay.
AIDS –
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to let you read this. You got to school for it. AIDS? What's that?
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay. What's it called?
That's Lou Gehrig's disease.
ALS?
Yeah.
Okay. Alzheimer's?
Okay.
Cancer? Chronic? Okay. Traumatic? What's this?
Encephalopathy.
What's that?
Brain.
Okay. Crohn's disease?
Okay.
What's that?
That's an intestinal disorder.
Epilepsy, seizures, fibromyalgia.
Fibromyalgia is a disorder that some people still say doesn't exist.
Why?
It's hard to diagnose it.
Glaucoma, hepatitis.
Hepatitis C. Inflammatory bowel disease.
MS, pain that is either chronic or severe.
Thank you. Now, how do you define that?
What do you mean, how do you define that?
How do you define it?
I
come and, hey, doc, I've been having this pain for 6 months. It won't go away. Huh?
Huh.
Thank you.
So, I mean.
See, that was the issue with the opioids. Pain, you have no objective criteria to define it. I will see someone come and stand there in all this pain, but yet they're sitting and smiling at you. So, like, I'm hard-pressed to say your pain is a 10 if you're experiencing it right now.
But let me say this.
And we're having a conversation, and you're smiling.
And this is a problem, because when I'm in pain, I don't show pain.
Okay.
So
you understand what that leads to.
Right. And so when I say that I need something, I may or may not get it, because they don't believe that I may be as ill as I think I am.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen this happen in family members.
Yeah.
Or you have chronic, like, migraines.
Uh-huh.
So, what is this? Okay, you got
post-traumatic stress disorder.
What is that?
You know, PTSD.
Okay. Sickle cell.
Positive for HIV, I don't get that one there.
Tourette syndrome.
Now, sickle cell, I agree, yeah.
Spinal cord, yeah.
Yeah. Ulcerative colitis.
What
like,
is that?
It's like Crohn's.
Okay. I mean, so, but pain is still on there, huh?
I know what Tourette's syndrome is, don't you?
Yeah, it means I can say, tell people off and blame it on somebody else.
So you walk in there cursing.
No. No.
That's what Tourette's is.
No, that's not what Tourette's is.
Yes, it is.
Tourette's is serious. You can see Tourette's on the MRI.
But they'll start all of a sudden mid sentence start cursing.
No, but that you can see that on an MRI. You can see Tourette's. Tourette's is like MS.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
It's neurological.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I do know that.
That's outside of my field.
I do know that. But pain, I do. You got a point there about the threshold of pain. I don't know, doc. And I know there are several doctors in the area that are. I'm going to try to get my doctor to come on because he's on the list.
Okay.
But maybe it has to be documented.
What does that mean? Now this is a question.
No, I'm just saying.
But the question is this: so when you write a script for marijuana, or whatever, however it's formulated, I'm sure you have to go to ORS. Now I know every time I give a narcotic, I have to go to ORS, put the person's name on a computer. Because if I don't do that, I'll get a nasty letter at the end of the month.
So once you – now let me ask this. ORS is the National Prescription Registry?
Yeah, but it doesn't involve all the states, but it involves a lot of states in the country.
Because right now when I go in my doctor's office, I'm shocked by how much he knows about me now because of Walgreens.
I know every narcotic you've had over the past, I want to say, 2 years when I punch your name in. But I must punch your name in. If I do not punch your name in and I give you Tylenol number 3 – I'm going to get a nasty letter next month.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's for every patient.
Mm-hmm.
They know just that much.
Yeah. Because when you write it, it goes to the pharmacy. Pharmacy punches it in ORS. So if I don't do likewise, I'm going to get a nasty letter.
So is Big Brother just that big now?
Mm-hmm. Sure is. It sure is.
Do people realize
matter of fact, about, I want to say, 4 or 5 months ago, all of the docs, if not all, a large number of docs in the state got this letter basically accusing them of being criminals, and everybody freaked out, like, what is this? And it was a glitch in the computer program or something that caused all these erroneous letters to be sent out to a large number of docs in the state. And everybody, trust me, everybody freaked out. We're calling their attorneys like, wait a second, I haven't done anything wrong, but I got this letter.
So, but let me say this. When you have that kind of scrutiny, mm-hmm. doesn't that limit your ability to do your job?
Yeah, it does. Sure it does. Because everybody does not fall into that narrow parameter that now they've said, you can only write this.
But whose idea was this?
Who the heck? All the hysteria. Created now, you have politicians making all these idiotic rules.
But let me say this: there are boards and commissions for almost everything.
And who controls them? The politicians.
Well, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But they ought to know. I consider myself a politician.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's your fault.
No, because politicians.
You just said you're a politician.
No. But you. But you have to be on boards and commissions in which you have some type of and or are willing to get some type of point of reference. What good is being on we have boards that cover your practice.
Mm-hmm.
So you go get your certified by the board.
Correct.
In Ohio.
Correct.
Which is a board of your peers, if I'm not mistaken, with maybe one person who may not be a physician.
There is a board of medicine, yes.
That's correct. So why would they allow us to make stupid,
politicians' hysteria? Because we remember a while back, the docs were getting harassed for not prescribing enough pain medication. We're getting dinged for that. Well, you're not writing enough pain medication.
Who? Are you serious?
I am totally. That's why.
Is there a letter?
That's where the opioid. So, that's where this opioid whole thing came.
So hold
from.
On, wait a minute. Hold on. Where did the letter come from?
It wasn't necessarily a letter, but we were being told that, hey, you must treat pain.
Whose idea was that?
Who the heck knows? Maybe the pharmaceutical companies were involved on some level. They got policies in their back pocket now.
So now my question to you is,
yeah,
pharmaceutical reps, which we no longer have, but we do have,
mm-hmm,
whatever that means.
Right.
All I know now is they took the pens and pencils from the doctor.
But now you know. These,
and they gave it to the advertisers for television.
But now you know these politicians who want all these junkets. Should that not be illegal? If I can't get an ink pen from a pharmaceutical rep, but you can go on a junket to wherever.
They don't get to. Do they get to? They get to pay them for. They can't go.
They go all the time.
You can't ask you to pay for your. Can't pay for you, can you?
Sure, they do. The politicians do.
I thought that was illegal. Well, I thought that was illegal. Now,
what do you think lobbyists do? What do you think lobbyists do?
I know. I need to check.
What
it.
Do you think lobbyists do?
But I don't.
They
I know they wine and dine them, but I don't think they wine and dine to the point which you think today. I believe a lot
please,
of that has changed.
Please,
can't, no, seriously.
Please,
no,
please,
wait a minute. Campaign
on.
Finance has changed a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Please.
So
there's always
no. Hold on.
Come
hold
on,
Doc. Let me slow
no,
this down. Slow
no.
it down. Hold. Listen. Let me get this out.
Yeah.
What happens is, I don't think I can give you a junket anymore.
You call it something else.
No. I can't go on golf trips anymore. But hold on. What I can do
uh-huh.
is I have a good job.
Uh huh.
And you could hire my nephew.
What's the difference?
Well, there's a huge
What's
difference.
What's the difference? Same comps to the same
I did,
thing.
I what I'm saying is it's it makes
there's no difference.
But what I'm saying,
tomato,
Doc,
tomato.
Listen. What I'm saying is
mm-hmm.
the loophole that there is, we may need to close.
Okay.
But I don't want people to. I don't think you could actually just go on a junket anymore because I think the mayor of Niles got in trouble recently.
Okay. But look, same
for
difference.
Doing that.
Yeah, they hire your nephew. Okay. And well, they pay for your nephew to go on a trip, and you happen to go along with them.
No, nephew, no, you can't do that. You
Why
don't
not?
Do that. They
Why
don't
not?
Do it. Very, very, because that doesn't usually happen.
Huh?
Because most people are afraid of jail.
Okay.
No, seriously. People, I mean,
yeah, I agree. Most people are afraid of jail.
Most people are afraid of jail.
That.
And politicians are afraid of jail.
I agree with that, but influence is influence.
Again, it's not influence that way because you don't have that many people inside of the legislature on both the federal and state that are that knowledgeable to know what's happening to them.
Mm.
Hear me what I'm saying. Most of them have no idea what's going on, even those that are elected. Some of them are not that bright. You only have maybe 15% of the people in the room really know what's going on. The other 85% that are elected in the room,
uh-huh.
they're just placeholders to vote. They're being manipulated by the whole mass. They don't even
okay.
know what's going on. And they're not there long enough to figure it out.
Hmm.
And by the time they figured it out, they're long gone. But lobbyists are a little bit different. They don't lobby like you think.
So what do lobbyists do?
Lobbyists make connections and raise money. You're listening
okay.
to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My calling number here is 516-595-8258. When I come back, we'll dig into what a real lobbyist does.
Yeah, I'd like to know. All I know is I can't get any pens anymore. No, for real.
I know you can't get pins. My
That's
question
crazy.
Is, my problem is they've taken it all to the state house. I mean, you know what I mean? They've taken it all. I'm the state house watching this thing on TV. They've taken it all to the television. So now you got all these commercials.
Yeah, you do.
And so I was supposed to go and ask you for for Solyndra.
Uh huh.
Solyndra is $1,800.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to go in there and ask you, can I use Solyndra?
Exactly. And I'll tell you, well, I can write it for you, but your insurance is not going to pay for it. You look stunned.
No, because I'm listening to I'm listening to the news, and they're talking about prescription drugs, and insulin is going to be imported in at 50% less than what the other drug is. My question
it's
is,
imported in from where?
I don't know.
If it's out of country, that's illegal.
No, it's they're going to sell it here. They sell offshore for $150.
But that's illegal.
No, they're not. They're allowed to do it because it's there.
Why?
It's not importing that way. Huh? Hold on, I'll come back. I'm just trying to catch up with the news.
Okay. That's why you can't get drugs from Mexico and Canada legally.
That's why I'm going on vacation.
Okay, you come back in chains and cuffs and handcuffs and leg cuffs, and you'll be all on TV.
Purple pill. Americans are taught to Americans are completely brainwashed. Fear is completely optional. Negroes are taught to fear everything. Natural remedies, ever thought of it? His name is Purple Pill.
Okay. Well, I mean, natural remedies is what the pharmaceuticals
THC.
Come from. They come from natural remedies at some on some level. Sure. You know, shoot. But, yeah, they watch us hard like hawks. My God. I mean, you'd be surprised. The first letter I got, just one time, I forgot to.
Hold on. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The number here is 516-595-8258, and I'm here with Dr. Rodney Hill. We were talking about lobbyists and what's going on with legislation and pharmaceutical, and you heard the news in reference to insulin. And I was talking to some doctors earlier this week. We're trying to figure out why is insulin like $200 when it used to cost $20 at one time? Yeah, that's the question. Doc, get a phone that doesn't ring. You know, they have vibrate.
I forgot to put on vibration. My bad.
So I was telling you about lobbyists introduce. Lobbyists make connections. Lobbyists don't feed people like they used to. They're not allowed anymore. They make connections.
Now, when they make connections, give me an example.
So if I'm running for Congress, I'm gonna need to raise about $1.5 million.
Okay.
And so if a lobbyist is concerned about power, let me say power regulations, or natural gas.
Okay.
So just use natural gas. They will have a fundraiser for me.
Okay.
And invite all their natural gas buddies to help me raise towards that $1.5 million. Because I have to, because for me to win, I go up against an incumbent, I'm going to have $1.5 million to run against him.
So now once you get that $1.5 million, then you're going to vote for whatever issue they want.
No, not necessarily. If you record it all and you're above board, no influence from outside is damning as the influence from inside. So when I say that, once I get elected, I have to be careful of who you, as Speaker of the House, made alliances with. See, Nancy has a war chest.
Right.
Her war chest, she can put $4 million into my district and run me out of town.
Okay.
So if I go up against her too hard, I might as well resign because I will not be, because the weight of the caucus will be against me.
Okay.
That's what's wrong with Congress today. The weight of what's going on is coming at us.
Okay.
And there's no one representing us. Because the lobbyists really are not – there's no more bags of money going in the dark. That's really not how it works. No more envelopes. No more shady deals. And the people that are getting indicted here locally, that's just because they're trying to do stuff in an old way. See, everybody's legal now. So all I have to do is make sure that you get in. The question is, I've got to give you enough power where you can be free. My problem with Tim Ryan is Tim Ryan's in a safe seat, and he has the power to be free, and he won't break free so that he can represent the Mahoning Valley.
But I'm sure he has higher aspirations.
But even with his higher aspirations, if you don't have a good base and you haven't stood for something, you'll fall for anything. And he hasn't stood for anything solid. He's always Johnny come lately. Where Jim Trafficant was always on the cusp. He was always pressing the edge because Jim understood that he was safe. So lobbyists, when they lobbied after him, even though he was doing it under an old way.
Right.
Today, all they would do is throw a fundraiser for him.
Okay.
That money goes to your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm trying to stay into my job, and my job pays $196,000 with no oversight.
Okay.
And I got $1 million budget.
Okay.
That's a great job.
Yeah, it is. Heck yeah.
So you have 435 people making $185,000 plus. That includes the Supreme Court, the Senate, and the House.
Right.
With no oversight.
Right.
So my job is to keep my job. That's why those that have money and power, they wield the power once you understand what's going on there. But lobbyists are no longer whining and dining minions. Because if you go against Nancy, you don't have to worry about being there. Nancy
okay.
will take your head off. Ask Charlie Rangel.
He retired, didn't he?
Charlie Rangel retired, but Charlie Rangel, remember, he became chairman of the Ways and Means, and then he went under indictment.
Right.
Got to understand, he had been that little IRS thing happened with Percy Sutton in New York back in the early years ahead of time.
Right.
They just waited until he became powerful, then they censured him. That's why you don't have African Americans in powerful positions inside of Congress, because they've shut everybody down and up. So when you're looking at lobbyists, lobbyists are sitting on the sidelines just making connections and raising money and trying to make sure that they have you in the right place, that I can talk to you, because I just want to talk to you. You make the decision. They're not making a decision for you.
But I'm sure they're talking to you over dinner at a five-star restaurant.
Not necessarily. No. No. I'm talking to you in my office.
No.
Actually, yes, yes. Because I'm making enough money right now. I can buy my own meal.
So now, how do the lobbyists make all this money?
How do they make the money?
Mm-hmm.
If you natural gas, okay, Sunoco pays for their community relations person, who's a lobbyist. They pay for lobbying firms. The corporations pay for lobbying firms to make sure that I have access to you. You may not speak on my behalf, but I need to be able to talk to you. The problem is the people have no one to talk to.
So how do we get rid of the lobbyists?
You don't. You get your own. Because you have a lobbyist, you just don't know it. AARP, lobbyist group.
Okay.
AAA, lobbyist group.
Right.
You are a part of lobbying groups. You just don't realize it. I'm going to be done for the day. We'll be back tomorrow. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. God bless you. Have a great afternoon and enjoy the beautiful weather. We'll
for once.
Then.
For real. Who came in?
I don't know. I hope the mailman.
Oh.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah, Wednesday is my off day. Shoot. Had to figure it out.